أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شحة عليكم، فإذا جاء الخوف رأيتهم ينظرون إليك تدور أعينهم كالذي يغشى عليه من الموت، فإذا ذهب الخوف سلقوكم بألسنة حداد أشحة على الخير أولئك لم يؤمنوا فأحبط الله أعمالهم وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. يحسبون الأحزاب لم يذهبوا وإن يأتي الأحزاب يودوا لو أنهم بادون في الأعراب يسألون عن أنبائكم ولو كانوا فيكم ما قاتلوا إلا قليلا. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing from the previous ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the munafiqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that some of you hinder the path of others going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are others who also say, halumma ilayna, that come towards us. And wala ya'tuna al-ba'sa illa qalila, insofar as going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, insofar as going out in battle is concerned, they go very little in the battle and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashihatan alaykum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and they say that, O Muslims, these people have a disinclination or a resentment towards you, and that is why they will not so easily come out in the battle and fight on your side. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat describes the conditions of the munafiqeen. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the conditions of the believers, that when they saw all odds against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about their eyes being stray, their hearts going as far as their throats, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, they had a very heavy shake, because when they saw these difficulties, obviously their hearts and everything turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with regards to the munafiqeen, فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفِ, when fear comes upon them, رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ, then you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see them look towards you. تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ, their eyes will be turning around, their gaze will be turning around. كَالَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ, as like that person upon whom death is covering. In other words, that person who is now entering the stupor of death, that is the condition that they will be in. But then, وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفِ, when the fear is averted, the fear has left, سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ, then they will begin to assault you with sharp tongues, tongues made of steel, عَلَى الْخَيْرِ, regarding the booty. At that time, they will make the claim that the booty is ours. So, if they go through any difficulty in a battlefield, it is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not for the sake of the elevation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their eyes and their gaze is only on the booty, on the material gain. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this quality and this condition of the munafiqeen. And again, we need to learn some very important lessons here, that sometimes in certain deeds that we carry out, there could be some form of material gain, but our gaze should always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always have ikhlas, sincerity, and we should always hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that deed for the akhirat, and Allah rewards us only in the akhirat. Whatever comes in this world will be by the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a declaration that these are those people who do not believe. فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed their deeds because of their disbelief. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا, and that is very easy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last of these ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the munafiqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala paints another picture, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another aspect of it. يَحْسَبُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا These hypocrites, they thought that the confederates, the allied forces, have not yet gone away. They thought that they were in the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, and they will remain there for a very long time, and it will be very difficult upon the Muslims. They did not have any yaqeen and any faith in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِيَّاتِ الْأَحْزَابِ If these confederates had to come back, يَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَعْدُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ Then these munafiqeen would have desired that they live amongst the Bedouins, that is, out of Madinah Munawwara, so their lives will never be endangered, their homes and their properties will never be endangered, they will never be called up to fight at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ And then they will just merely ask about the conditions of the Muslims and the believers, what is happening, like perhaps reporters, news reporters, commentators, finding out what is the situation in Madinah Munawwara. But the reality of it is that they would never want to be in the midst of it, and they would never want to be on the side of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is their desire. So despite the fact that they had the opportunity whilst being in Madinah Munawwara, being on the side of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had squandered that opportunity by leaving. And the second aspect is this, that they would have never desired to be on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَوْ كَانُوا فِيكُمْ مَا قَاتَلُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا And if they were amongst you, in other words, in Madinah Munawwara, they would not fight, but for a very little while, or very few of them would have come up and fought on the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.